This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right. I'm the Cajun man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitution. Along with my sidekick, Miss Rita Crompton, they call her the Inventor Lady. Hi, there, Rita. How you doing?
I am fine today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I came back from an educational tour, but I'm back behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone. And, Rita, a lot of things are going on in the industry right now, and the Invent America segment's doing great. I decided to focus a little bit about inventors, and I'm sure you're getting a lot of good feedback right now, huh?
We are, and I get people that will call me or email me after every single show that gets posted, and so we've been able to now start getting a lot of these inventors plugged into the Inventor Roundtable meeting so they can ask questions, and all of these steps are so important for our inventors because everybody in America is a potential inventor.
That's right. It has to start somewhere. A product had to start it somewhere, you know.
That's right. And our first guest is a perfect example of this. Monica Plu is an inventor, and she's a mother of five kids. She's a lifelong homemaker. And you know what her best inventions are? Things that deal with the home and the kitchen.
Wow.
And so when we look about making life better, she's the classic inventor. And wow. Monica, I want you to tell us, everyone, meet Monica. She is from Southern Colorado. And tell us a little bit about what you invented and why it's just such a classic for the kitchen, the bathroom, the garage.
Hi, Rita. Thank you. And thank you, Michael, for having me visit with you today. I appreciate it. I would love to tell you guys about StoStep, but if you'll allow me just a minute, I'd like to set the stage. Is that okay?
Oh, perfect. Yep.
Awesome. Okay. So imagine you are in your kitchen cleaning and you have gotten almost finished and you see something on a tall cabinet and you think, oh, dang it. Are you going to leave it or are you going to go into the other room, perhaps a laundry room, a pantry, grab the step stool? Oh, shoot. Wait a minute. You can't grab the step stool because it's not there. Someone else has used it, and it's gone. Are you going to leave your kitchen messy, or are you going to continue? Or you can be baking something, and those ingredients that you need are just on that upper shelf where you just can't reach. Now, if you're like me, and you're vertically challenged that way, you are going to need to be able to get something. Well, StoStep is the solution to all those scenarios and many, many more. It is a step stool that folds flat. It mounts to a cabinet or a wall. It can be closed into the cabinet so you don't even know it's there. You open the cabinet. You simply pull it down, use it. fold it back up, put it away, and it's never missing. And I invented this for my mother, who is 70 years old now, who we continually told her, Mom, please stop jumping down off your cabinet. You're going to hurt your heels or something worse. And she finally said to me one day, okay, then invent me a step stool that won't grow legs and walk away. So that's I did.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this.
I invented it. Yeah.
Wow. For all the inventors that's listening to the show right now, I mean, how did you get started? I mean, walk me through your pattern and your path, because I guess if I'm an inventor, maybe I can just duplicate what you did. So how does an inventor really get started, and how did you get started?
Oh, that is such a great question, and I have been so blessed to have the correct people and mentors put in my way, people like Rita that are out there, the UIA, they're helping people take those next steps. You can watch the videos that they have. You can attend the seminars. I believe I met Rita at what they called one of my local small business association boot camps for entrepreneurs. That's where I met Rita. And so you can reach out to people. I attended the National Hardware Show with my working prototype, and I met so many people there that weren't just perhaps interested licensees or people wanting to help produce the STOSTEP, but more importantly, people that had been there, done that in business and inventing, and were now in different stages in their lives that were willing to give back and help someone like me that was just starting.
Yeah, and Monica was with us in our booth last year. So, Michael, I think when you were coming around, you may have met her. But sure, her display was excellent. And for a first-time inventor going to the show, Monica, you did a great job for us. And you looked good, and you really presented it. So that's great. And I did meet you, when we were talking at that presentation for the SBA. And so when we're looking then at those early first steps, so that you want to take another step forward, no pun intended with STOSTEP, but that first thing that you pay for when you're serious, what is that?
Okay, so once I had created the STOSTEP, then it occurred to me, as I'm finding now a lot of people that invent things kind of do it backwards, like myself. I always thought I just thought backwards. But I invented it and then thought, oh, dang, this may already be out there. Why didn't I buy this already? So I actually hired someone to do the validity search to make sure that if I was going to expend resources to patent this idea, to get it out to consumers on a full-scale basis, that I wasn't infringing on somebody else who may have already done it. So that was, I think, the most important thing that I invested in was a good professional validity search so that I could then patent it, so that I could then take it to people that could help me get it into production.
Yeah, wow. I can hear the music getting ready to start, so I know we need to, tie this up. So, if you had to give a 5-second advice to someone, what would it be?
Don't give up. People are there.
There you go.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, Rita, that was a great move, because I tell you, we don't want to have her have a segment on A&E where she did. I learned that on A&E, a copyright infringement, people suing everybody. We don't want to put on them lawsuits on national television, you know what I mean? But all right. Monica, we want to thank you. Give us that website. How can we learn more about you, my darling?
Stowstep.com, STOWSTEP.com.
Say it one more time.
Stowstep.com, STOWSTEP.com.
Monica, thank you so much. We're going to take a short break. Come back. Don't go nowhere. We're going to have another guest,
another topic.
Me and the ventilator, Miss Rita Crompton, will be back with you. Yay! I don't go nowhere now.